Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Happy Easter, everybody. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, and happy Passover. It's Good Friday today. And the tragically, we are being told statistics that less than nine minutes, somebody is dying of fentanyl. And we've been talking about fentanyl for a while. We've been pretending to address it by maybe limiting doctors from writing opioids, yet the numbers of fentanyl deaths keep rising. We just found out that rapper Coolio, his cause of death was a fentanyl overdose. Fentanyl is hitting, whether it's a celebrity, whether it's your neighbor, whether it's your high school student, fentanyl is a threat. And I understand people are so sick of the media and they're so sick of headlines with what happened to COVID that they don't want to hear anything that might be sensationalized. But I'm telling you right now, fentanyl is some scary, scary stuff, especially since people could be dying without even realizing that they were exposed. This is not cool. When you see first responders on body cams fall and need life-saving emergent interventions when all they were doing was searching a car or arresting somebody, it shows that this is something that is more powerful than I think what a lot of our enemies are sending our way. Well, a lot of this we do believe is coming from our enemies. But one of the biggest threats to America is what we have in America right now, and it's fentanyl. And so how do you address it? Well, many medical boards and many public officials went after the doctors, went after the dentists, your primary care doctors, your nurse practitioners, your PAs, saying we're going to really limit the opioids you write. And even though there is a logic behind somebody taking a Lortab and then liking it so much that maybe they need something stronger and they get more dependent and they gain a tolerance and then they could go up to fentanyl. The fact that we've been limiting opioid prescriptions since 2016 and the fentanyl deaths and the opioid overdose deaths keep rising means there's another source to this than your neighborhood family doc. So now we have to look at, well, you know, let's be practical. If we're getting a lot of these drugs over the border, we are being told that these drugs are being seized over the border. We have to assume there are many other shipments that were not identified and not able to capture. Well, we need to do something about the border and the drugs coming across the border. I heard that Governor Greg Abbott had reached out to the Biden administration 8 times and hasn't gotten a call back. Now, I don't know if that's exaggeration or if that's really happening, but if you're a governor and you need to reach out to your who's running the country, especially when you're trying to maintain one of the largest borders you have to another country, you'd think they'd get a call back. You'd think somebody would answer and say, we're going to help you. And I'm not trying to say this in support of Governor Abbott, but we are having governors in Arizona. We're having people stand up and say, hey, guys, we have a problem here. There are drugs coming in. Okay, well, you need to stop the flow. Number two is you need to make sure that Americans are aware. You need to have an education campaign where if there's a dollar bill lying on the ground, all right, you don't need that dollar bill. Report it. And don't just leave it and walk away because there could be something else on it. You have sick individuals out there that are poisoning others with this drug. If you have a child that is ordering things online like ADD medication, you need to educate them. Even if you don't know, assume your child could be buying things over the internet that could be laced with fentanyl. Now, some of you are like, well, my child's not going to buy fentanyl. That's not the point. They're buying other medications, diet pills, ADD medications, Percocets, that could be laced with fentanyl and killing them. How many parents have spoken out saying their child died? So we need to educate people that what they think they're getting over the internet is, it could be an absolute lie. And you shouldn't be getting medications over the internet anyway. You should be getting it from your medical provider. And then we also need to have Narcan very easily accessible. I know the FDA has made some moves. I think Texas is having an initiative to pass out more of this. I know in multiple states there's areas where you can get it. Narcan's kind of expensive still. It's not that cheap. And so we need to figure out how to make sure it is as easily accessible to somebody in a split second. All restaurants should have it, all malls, all schools, all people should probably carry it on them, because if somebody does fall and drop in front of you, even though it could be heart attack, stroke, other things, you know, if it does end up being a opioid, and it looks like with the numbers, this is pretty serious stuff, we should be prepared. Now, I know some of you are like, oh, come on, you know, the average person fainting is not opioid overdose. You know, it's interesting. With our advanced life support, if we have somebody that is, what's the word I want to use for it? Let's say unconscious. We'll give them the Narcan. We will, just in case, still give them the Narcan, even though we're going to assess them for other reasons. But if we have no idea if opioids were at play, we'll give them Narcan anyway. I mean, we just don't mess around. Narcan reverses the opioid overdose. It competes with the opioid in the brain such that the opioid can't take over those receptors and then cause respiratory depression. So this is kind of like a decoy, a dummy that can still allow the brain to still function. The problem is, which people have to be educated on, one dose a lot of times isn't enough. Sometimes you need to do multiple doses, because once that medicine wears off, if there's still circulating opioid, it'll come and then hit the receptors as soon as the Narcan's done. Another thing we need to educate people is some of these individuals using opioids for pleasure and are not accidental overdose do not want their high disturbed. And they may be combative if you wake them up out of a semi-comatose opioid high. So we really need to educate the public more. We need to increase access to Narcan, and we need to stop these drugs coming over. I told you, I saw sites from China selling precursors and chemicals that you can use for opioids just online over the internet. This stuff needs to be stopped. The 1-877-DOLLAR.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dolly, 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. A big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So some of you have asked, is this Marburg virus here in the United States? Not yet. We have had no U.S. cases that I know of this very deadly Marburg virus. Now, the Marburg virus has been detected in, there have been two confirmed outbreaks of Marburg in Equatorial Guinea and Tanzania. These outbreaks are not believed to have been interrelated. They think they are two separate outbreaks. And we do not have any other cases that have been reported outside of Equatorial Guinea and Tanzania, or including in the United States. But because it is rare, it has a very high mortality rate, we are being unaware of this. And I am glad, I love it when the CDC gives us these health alerts, because we screwed up with Ebola. Thank God it wasn't that as bad as it could have been, but we had a gentleman in a Dallas hospital who had come in with GI symptoms, and he was diagnosed with a stomach bug and sent home. Then he kept getting sick, obviously putting others at risk, comes back to the hospital, gets diagnosed with Ebola. When they realized that he had recent travel from West Africa and did some testing, he ends up dying. And when they had been when they were early reporting, talking about the case, they said, well, we ran out of the Ebola medication, which was very confusing to me because he was the first known case on U.S. soil that had it, even though he traveled from another country. How did we run out if we didn't have other cases going on? Didn't really make a lot of sense, unless all our ZMAP or our Ebola treatment was being saved for, you know, the government or in the stockpile. I don't know, but they said they ran out. What are you talking about? He's our first case. And so, unfortunately, the first set of clinicians, and again, you know, it happens where, you know, somebody has a very common sort of presentation. They're not going to think of a disease from another country. They're going to think, well, this is what's circulating in America. We're seeing stomach flu, or we're seeing flu, whatever. And unfortunately, he had Ebola. Being sent home, could spread it more. Multiple contacts had to be isolated, and it could have really gotten worse. So the CDC wants to let clinicians know that this could be here in America already, and to be on the lookout for it. So the Marburg virus, we spoke about this, and I wrote an article on it. Marburg was originally identified in 1967 when there were two simultaneous outbreaks occurring in Marburg and Frankfurt, Germany. An outbreak in Serbia was also occurring at the same time. And so Marburg, we might not keep that name because you know how we changed monkeypox to mpox, and we don't want to vilify a name of a city, you know, with a disease. We don't want to associate that and mar them with that. So I don't know if they're going to change the name, but right now it's still called the Marburg virus. We have seen rare isolated cases pop up in Kenya, Angola, South Africa, Uganda, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and it is in the Ebola family. That's why it's so deadly. It's a filoviridae. It's part of that family of filoviridae. Just like Ebola, it causes a hemorrhagic fever. Victims can bleed, have fever, vomiting, diarrhea, headaches, muscle aches, rash, red eyes, sore throat, and abdominal pain. Now, I'm telling you right now, I've had patients throughout this COVID pandemic and throughout our recent flu season have vomiting, diarrhea, headache, muscle aches, fever, red eyes, and they're calling telemedicine. And I'm like, look, I can't necessarily just give you an antibiotic. Okay, you need to get seen. And so I'm a little nervous, and I think public officials are a little nervous that some of these individuals might not finally get seen until it's too late. Now, Marburg is transmitted to humans from monkeys and bats, such as the African fruit bat and the Rusinus bat. Similarly to Ebola, human-to-human contact can spread Marburg, especially during burial and preparation when you touch their body fluid. So saliva, tears, vomit, semen, blood can transmit Marburg from human to human. Now, we don't have any treatment. I don't believe we have a vaccine yet. There's about an 88% fatality rate. The incubation period ranges anywhere from 5 days to 2 weeks. Those who get exposed, they need to isolate for at least 21 days. Now, we do have RNA interfering treatments, antivirals, monoclonal antibodies that are being researched. And so we're working on it, right? But it is highly fatal. The other thing that the CDC wants people to realize is that usually somebody will be contagious after they have symptoms. So a big concern people have, like we had with COVID, is could somebody have no symptoms at all, or think they just have, you know, maybe some mild allergies, and be spreading it all over the place. The CDC says a person with Marburg is not contagious until their symptoms appear. My only concern with that sentence is what I have come to understand, and I have learned, is with the average virus or cold, you are contagious 2 days before you start to feel sick. So when people would tell me, look, this is even before COVID, you know, the family member was sick, we immediately isolated them, but we all got sick anyway. Well, you all got sick because you were around the person before they started to have symptoms. So how that happens in terms of the average cold is you get, or virus or COVID, is you get it, you're breathing it in and out, your body is starting to become infected with it as it's replicating in its low stage, you may not feel it. So you might not feel bad, you might not have a fever, but you're still breathing, you're still sneezing and doing your normal thing. And then your body realizes that the virus is in you and goes, well, okay, whoa, 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 all right, let's raise the temperature and try to heat this sucker out, which is why, you know, we really need to have some better guidance on when to use Tylenol and Motrin for a fever. Because I think if you're having a mild fever, you should let that mild fever do its work to try to knock out whatever pathogen. But so a raise in temperature is a way the body fights. High fevers I like to treat because I don't want people to get a seizure from that fever or get dehydrated. But mild fevers, you know, let them do their job. So your body starts to mount a fever to try to fight the virus or fight the pathogen. Now you feel it. Well, just because you're feeling it and you're breathing doesn't mean your breath 12 hours prior didn't have that virus either, or a day prior, or 2 days. So do I think somebody could technically spread Marburg before they have symptoms? It depends on when their symptoms start. You know, I think, you know, some individuals, man, they'll know they have something wrong with them the second it hits them. But you have others where it takes a while. You know, I noticed that with me. I knew I was pregnant. I could feel I was pregnant with my second one before the test said I was positive. And I have other people saying, I don't understand this. Now, where's my period? I go, do you feel pregnant? No. And they're 5 months pregnant. So there is currently no FDA approved vaccine or treatment for it. We usually do supportive care, fluid replacement. As I said, we are working on some drugs that could possibly stop the viral replication. So in Equatorial Guinea, on February 7th, the Ministry of Health and Social Welfare of Equatorial Guinea reported a cluster of deaths suspected to be caused by a viral hemorrhagic fever. The deaths occurred in early January among people in two villages in the district of Nsomo. On February 12th, clinical samples were collected from contacts of the descendants sent to the Institut Pasteur in Senegal. One sample confirmed positive for Marburg by PCR. On March 13th, two additional samples were collected from people in a different province and the Kyi-Nitem province, and then they tested positive. As of April 5th, so a couple days ago, 14 laboratory-confirmed cases have been identified from 5 districts across 4 provinces in Equatorial Guinea. In Tanzania, the Ministry of Tanzania announced an outbreak on March 21st. They found those collected in patients in several villages in northwest Kagera region. As of a couple days ago, there were 8 confirmed cases. So again, the risk to the U.S. is low, but we want people to be aware and not blow it off and send people back home thinking they just have COVID. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. House Republicans want a former Manhattan prosecutor to testify about the investigation of former President Trump that led to this week's indictments. Mark Pomerantz resigned over what he said was the slow pace of D.A. Alvin Bragg's investigation. Judiciary Panel Chair Jim Jordan says Pomerantz's public statements suggest the prosecution of Trump is politically motivated. Unity when it comes to Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich in jail in Russia. Senate leaders Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell have issued a joint statement saying the charges are a fabrication. The unemployment rate, 3.5% last month. The Labor Department says the economy added 236,000 jobs in March. And gas prices keep rising. AAA says today's national average for a gallon of unleaded regular is $3.58, 17 cents more than a month ago. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Dr. Dolly, 1-877-DOCTALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Again, happy Easter and Passover to everyone. So we have some breaking news here. Apparently in Florida, they have arrested 2 boys in the triple teen murders that had occurred last week. The boys are 12 years old and 17. And the sheriff vows to hunt down the third killer that is still at large. Marion County Sheriff Billy Woods in a press conference said, "I will get him." So, sounds like they assume that looks like it's the third suspect is male. Two children, however, has already been arrested. Christopher Atkins, 12 years old, and Robert Robinson, 17, in connection with the slayings that occurred outside Ocklawaha, Florida. Layla Silvernail, 16 years old, Camille Quarles, 16 years old, and unidentified 17-year-old boy were last week shot together in a car before being discovered over a span of 3 days, dumped in separate places within a 5-mile radius. Sheriff Woods explained that the victims were the alleged killers, were all associated in some way with a gang that was involved in a spate of robberies and burglaries. They said there is no honor among thieves, and at some point these individuals turned on our three victims and murdered them, the cop said. He said that the three suspects fled the scene but left a lot of evidence in their wake. Woods looked very upset. He looked like he was tearful. And he said, I put myself in the shoes of those mothers because I heard one of them say, I wish I would have known what this one was doing and who they were because my kid would have never hung out with them. You know, detectives were able to determine that the three teenage victims were together prior to their murders in a vehicle owned by Silvernail before they were dumped in different locations. One, I think, was submerged in a car. A witness reportedly heard a series of gunshots at the time, leading detectives to believe the teens were all murdered at the same time. 16-year-old Silvernail was still alive when she was discovered last Thursday night. She was shot in the head, left in a dumpster near Forest Lakes Park. She later died in the hospital. Just horrible. An unnamed 17-year-old victim was found less than a mile away on the side of the road, and a third victim, 16-year-old Camille Quarles, was found in the car, partially submerged in a pond. And then they revealed that Quarles was in the trunk of the car. Sheriff Wood said cell phone evidence suggested that she was in the vehicle of her own free will. The arrested suspects confessed to shooting Quarles in the vehicle, so they did confess. They obtained guns from car thefts, he explained, but he declined to comment on the number of weapons they used in the killings. And we don't have much on the motive, except he says we have nothing to say that it was any rivalry or anything to such that cause. However, each and every one of them was associated in some shape or form with a gang. And, you know, it's, as a parent, I try to know everything my kids were doing, but I worked a lot of hours, and I'm very, very grateful. You know, my kids didn't get involved in gangs or didn't get involved in any sort of crime rings or, but we don't always know everything our kids are into, as we discussed with fentanyl. You know, you think your child is angelic. You have to assume your child lies. You don't have to assume your child is a criminal. But just don't be in la-la land. And we do have a la-la land problem with parents. Adam Lanza, who stole his mother's gun, shot her when she was in bed that morning, and went to Sandy Hook Elementary to shoot up a school. The first thing you asked is, didn't the mother see the signs? And when you're a parent, you're in denial. It's not that simple. Parents think that their child is good to the core because when you're a parent, you love that child. That child is a piece of you. And it's very difficult for a parent to think that their child could be a murderer or, you know, do things that shouldn't be done. And for those parents that did get a smack of reality about their child, they become a lot more, jaded when it comes to, yeah, your kid's angelic, my foot. And you know, as a physician, I'm telling you right now, you know, having seen kids grow up, kids I delivered to, you know, them either being angels or them getting themselves into trouble, it happens because, remember, we have a population of adults who do bad things. Right? Those bad things sometimes generate by early behavior done as a child. And so, you know, the cartel were kids at some point. I mean, you know, criminals were kids at some point. And so you have to, as a parent, be aware. I understand we're busy, we're distracted. We don't want to lose a relationship with our kid. We don't want our kid to run away. But it is on you. And more are the authorities are going to put legal pressure on the parents if their child does commit a crime. And I'm mixed on that. Because, you know, I get that sometimes you have someone that could just lose it, and you can't control another human being, even if they're your child, especially when they're a teenager. But if there are warning signs, I do think it is your duty to get some intervention. Medical, counseling, and if there's guns, or you know, even authority intervention. Not because you're going to have your child arrested, but because you want your child to get the help they need. Law enforcement does know where to send people. And they do have connections with individuals who can help. And I know some of you are like, there's no way. If I see my child, you know, do something, you know, like draw something out where they want to, you know, kill a classroom, there's no way. Now, I'm telling you right now, I think you would rather get the help you need before that happens than to, you know, if your child does end up doing that, you'll never be able to live that down. So we have to educate parents that your kids might not be angels. You know, these bullies in school, they're like, oh, yeah, my child doesn't bully. Every time I tried to talk to a parent about their kid being a bully, you know, most of the moms were in denial. The dads are like, ah, okay, that boy needs a, you know, yeah, just I'll take care of it. You know, but the moms are like, no. Are you sure your son didn't instigate it? I'm like, your kid grabbed my son by the curls of his head and lifted him up. What could my son have done for your son to touch the head of mine and rip him up by the hair? I don't care if my son made fun of his peanut butter and jelly sandwich. That is not appropriate behavior. And these parents are like, really? And that was kindergarten, for crying out loud. You know, these kids will show really bad behavior early on. We as parents need to get on top of it. And unfortunately, kids find themselves, they get themselves into situations and they don't feel like they can talk to their parents. They think the parents will freak out. They think the parents will disown them. All parents should sit down with their child before anything like this happens and say, look, okay, I know I threatened you with kicking you out of the house if you ever do drugs, this and that, but I want you to know, I really want you to come to me. If you are ever in a situation, we can fix this. We could fix any situation. Don't feel like you're in over your head. Yeah, and you know, I told my kids, I go, I know you don't drink, but if you do, don't drive. I will not get mad at you. We will pick you up. No consequences. We'll pick you up. Just know to call us. Now, deep down, I want to say, you know, you need a butt whooping, and you need to be grounded, and you shouldn't be drinking underage, but the kid won't call you, you know? So you have to, you know, you have to know that you have a safe place for these kids to go to. If not, they're just going to do bad stuff and go to other people for their safe place who are even worse. 1-877-DOG-BELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702 562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. More breaking news. The Wall Street Journal reporter who was jailed in Russia, Evan Gershkovich, accused of spying, has now been formally charged. He has been charged with espionage in Russia and has entered his not guilty plea. Russian state news agency TASS said a law enforcement source informed the news agency that Russia's Federal Security Service officially charged the American journalist with espionage. The outlet did not specify if the action was taken during a court hearing. Apparently, we don't really have a lot of access to these courtrooms. In the Russian legal system, the filing of charges means the formal start of a criminal probe. TASS quoted its course as saying the FSB investigation charged Gershkovich with espionage in the interests of his country. He categorically denied all accusations and stated that he was engaged in journalistic activities in Russia. The source declined further comment because the case was considered secret. Russian authorities arrested Gershkovich last week and accused him of trying to obtain classified information about a Russian arms factory. The Wall Street Journal has denied the accusations. Wow. Yeah, well, this is something that has been very nerve-wracking because we're technically at war with Russia. We're going through Ukraine. We're supplying Ukraine with arms and equipment and funds. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, we have basically told Russia off. And before Russia invaded, we even talked about that on the show, saying anybody with American ties might want to get the hell out of there. Brittany Griner then gets arrested. And it took months for them to get her released, even though we still have a retired Marine there and multiple other Americans still in Russia. And even though he was working for Wall Street Journal and he was there, you know, living there, I think he does have family in America and he does have obvious American ties. He's working for an American company. And was he spying? The problem is when you're a journalist, and this is tricky because where's the fine line between spying and doing journalism? I mean, there are journalists, I don't agree with this, who will secretly tape people and then use that as news, even though, you know, some of what you find is, oh, wow, okay, that's, you know, you're excited to hear about that stuff, but that's not, you know, that's not the straight and narrow way of doing things. And so somebody could accuse that of, well, you spied on them because they weren't aware. So, you know, how do journalists not look like spies? Well, we have credentials. We have either our network or our institution we work for. Say, look, this is somebody who represents us. We inform them who we are. We make our presence known. Now, we don't do like what Lois Lane did, where she started to climb, you know, one of the elevators in the Eiffel Tower, which, by the way, you know, the Eiffel Tower is never that empty. So when I went to the Eiffel Tower, I'm like, wait a second, Lois Lane was able to jump right onto an elevator. What the heck is going on? Anyway, so it's you, when you are a reporter, you make them known that you're there. You have credentials or you have your name and identification very easily accessible. And when you do ask the questions, you get your answers. And then if you use ethics, you don't misquote and you don't take things out of context. When you do research, you could interview people. And when you interview people trying to get research, you know, what's going on in this factory? I work here. Well, hi, I'm a reporter with so-and-so. And then you, again, you acknowledge who you are, and then you get the information. Do some people, you know, ask individuals what's going on, and not necessarily identify who they are? Yeah, that happens. You know, why is there a crowd here? What's going on? Well, this is happening. Ooh, okay, that's interesting. What's going on? You know, then you're starting to gather data, you're getting data, and now that's not necessarily espionage. Now, we are at a crossroads here, you know, with World War III looming, and so when you do have an American journalist, you know, there to cover the war, cover what's happening in terms of our, and we don't want to just rely on Russian media, there could be some lines crossed. And I fear that if he was doing reporting and getting as much details as possible, and Russia did not want that sort of exposure, they can very easily say, well, espionage, and now they could jail him for years. We might not ever hear from him again. It's a very dangerous situation. And any sort of reporters, as we saw with the Fox News reporter and his team being hurt and losing members killed in early Ukraine, where journalists put their lives on the line. And it is a threat that anybody can have who's in an area where there are individuals that don't like the country from where you're from. And so our response in America should be, okay, here we are, let's, you know, get him back. This is, he's an American, he's one of ours. Okay, you know, and, you know, give us charges, let us represent him. Give him a fair trial, or give him back to us. We will, if he committed a crime, we'll try him here, but he's one of ours, get him back. And we should be more forceful of that. But if these are trumped up charges, if these are, and I hate using that term, but if these are made up charges, and if this is Russia trying to pick people up so that they can now have bargaining chips to get arm dealers back, I mean, what we traded for Brittany Griner was very valuable to them. And they may find more, they may, you know, need more valuable assets that we have back. And they may say, you know what, it's a journalist, he was fine, he's ours. And the journalist doesn't have any way to say, look, I was just covering a story. Here, this is what I was covering, this is who I asked, I disclosed who I was, and he's got no defense. Because nobody is there from our side to protect him. Now, he could have his own attorneys, but still, it sounds like we have very limited access. So we as America need to have a much stronger stance. And I get Russia is ticked off at us. But Russia has no idea the pain we could inflict if they mess with us. Now, that should be what Biden should be purporting and explaining and highlighting. And messaging, but he's not. So now things are starting to move more in that direction, and anybody who has ties to America should get the hell out of there, because I think Russia has figured out that they could get a really, really good deal. If we are going to war with China, and things are now stepping up where our relationships are starting to deteriorate because of Taiwan, the same thing can happen. And Americans can be at risk. And I don't hear the message, if you touch one hair on an American's head, we bring the rain. We're not hearing that messaging. Nobody's scared of us right now. I think Biden is off to Camp David to celebrate Easter. And, you know, happy Easter, everybody, and happy Passover. I get it's the holidays. But you have one of our own in a Russian prison that might not deserve to be there. It needs to be all hands on deck, because we need all countries to know that they just never mess with an American, because what we did to Russia, hypothetically, can happen to you. So don't touch an American, and don't come up with false charges. 1-877-DOCTOR.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding.
Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.